Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on MyFaithRadio.com. That's MyFaithRadio.com. Esther, welcome to Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Hello.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
We're trying to reach out to more people this year. Our children, our biologic children, are grown, and most of our foster children are independent now. But during the years that they were growing up, we began saving our Christmas stockings and hanging them in where each person wanted to keep theirs.
Like, yes.
Every day we would write a note or put something in or drop a memento of something that happened. And on Thanksgiving supper, after supper, we would dump these stockings out and share all of our Thanksgivings and all the highlights and surprises that we had forgotten about over the year, and then hang them up, because Thanksgiving was the night that we dug the boxes out and began our Christmas decorating. And now we have extended that in a manner like the Christmas child, the Franklin Graham Christmas Group Smears.
Operation Christmas Child, right? Sure.
That's the title of it. Okay. That we began trying to do 20 boxes a year, and we would try to put school things, a health thing, fun something, you know, about four little packs. You can really squish a lot in
sure.
a box. We began
That's
being
great.
Aware that a lot of older people, a lot of lonely people, need basic things like toothbrushes, hand lotion, and whatnot. So
sure.
Now we have moved to Sioux Falls, which is a brand new town to us, and there are ever so many older people and lonely people who have moved from other towns.
Yeah. Now, that's I'm curious. This is very fascinating, and I just want to observe what Esther is talking about here is an expansion of her consumption of products and goods available at stores, but she's buying things, it sounds like, and giving them away as a means of being charitable, which that's tremendous insight, and I appreciate the reminder for all of us that you give us, Esther, that, yeah, there's people right in our midst who don't have enough toiletries in their house. Or we think of food and other consumables, but there's other really basic stuff that we can't take for granted. I'm curious to know, just real quick before I go to another caller, do you do this in the context of your local church? In other words, are you identifying the elderly people there in the Sioux Falls area who need products? Do you do that through your church, or is it something you undertake all by yourself?
Well, actually, we haven't found a local church right now. We're still unpacking boxes, and we have just been visiting. So this year is independent, except that we have been volunteering at different nursing homes and at hospice centers and realizing there are a lot of people that don't have family close by. But the main thing is that when we grew up, we only got something to wear to our Christmas program. And whatever we opened at Christmas was what came in the mail from far away.
Yep, isn't that interesting?
12 days of Easter. So you write thank you letters on some days, you visit people certain days.
Yep.
And on Epiphany, that's when we exchanged gifts.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on MyFaithRadio.com.